Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in the Lord and in what the Lord is doing and what the Lord has done. We will rejoice in what the Lord is doing, what the Lord has done for us. So it's a great day to rejoice in God.
We're continuing the teaching series, Transporting Spiritual Reality from the Spiritual Realm into the Physical Realm. So we have to be able to transport it, to bring it into fruition, to manifest that which was written about us in the books of heaven before our days were even one. God, He has the blueprint. And as David said, the understanding came when he sat down to write it out. So God has the blueprint, and we must build in accordance to His design. Last week, we were talking about meditating on the Word of God. So when we are continually in the Word, we're in deep contemplation, turning the Word over and around in our mind to gain understanding, we come into revelation, and then we're able to see clearly what way to go. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 tells us, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, so that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." So to know only doesn't bring forth the good success. To know only doesn't bring forth the prosperity. We have to meditate in it, observe it, and do it. When we're doing, in the doing, we're making our way prosperous. In the doing, we are bringing forth great success.
So James says we are to be what? Doers of the word, not what? Hearers only. So when we hear the word of God in our spirit, when we hear the word of God in our spirit, we must now translate that into doing. So first, we hear it. Where do we hear it? In our spirit. And John says in Revelation, "And I, John, I heard the voice. I saw and I heard." That was in what? He was having a revelation of the Word of God. And so he write to the seven churches. Okay, so here it is now. So when we hear God's word in the spirit, it must transform, it must be translated into doing.
Something we can see.
Yes.
Because in James chapter 1, verse 22 and 23, it tells us, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourself." So if we're hearers only and we're not doing, we're deceiving, the Bible tells us, ourselves. "For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was." So it's telling us here that the word will bring forth a mirror. And the word, when we could see the word, as we meditate in the word, as we're able now to see into the spiritual realm, it's like a mirror. It's reflecting what God has already done, that which is already ready, what he desires us to bring forth into the physical realm. So if we see that mirror, if we see the picture of what God wants us to do, and we just go away and forget what he told us to do, we're not going to be prosperous. We're not going to have good success. We're not going to fulfill the purpose that he sent out. So there is heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we know the word miracle. We all love the word miracle. Well, what does miracle start with? Mirror. It's a reflection of what's taking place in heaven. Thy kingdom come into the earth realm. So when we see it, we cannot be intimidated. We have to go forth and do it. Because if God showed it to you, you can trust that it is already done.
Yes. So I have to see it in order to do it. So when I hear the voice behind the word, then I can now do it because I see what it says. Mm-hmm. So, and that comes through the channel of meditation and the channel of revelation. So those are the two spiritual channels that it comes for manifestation. At first, as to meditate. And true meditation produces revelation. And true revelation are now able to do. Yes.
Jesus teaches in Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse 7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. So these are three different distinct phases of getting our prayers answered.
Yes.
Number one, it says ask. So when we ask, the Bible tells us it'll be given to us, which means that we have the information that is needed for us to meditate on to bring forth the revelation to be able to seek, to be able to go and do. Seek, if you're playing hide and seek, seek is the person who's going out and looking. You don't see kids playing hide and seek and standing in one place. Seek is to go and do. Seek is to go and find. What are we looking for? What are we trying to find? That which he told us when we asked. We have to match up this image now. We're asking God. He's showing us through his word. He's showing us through dream. He's showing us through vision. He's showing us through an urgency that's arising on the inside of us by the Spirit. So when we're asking, he's showing. So now we have to seek. We have to go and find. We have to put some movement. We have to put some activity. We have to put some doing behind it. And then it says, now you knock and it will be open to you. So you knock, which means when we're knocking on a door, if we're knocking on a physical door, we have to actually be at the door. So when we knock at the door, it says, then it will be opened onto you. So that thing that we ask, that thing that God revealed to us through meditation by revelation that we want and did, is going to bring us to the particular location of where we're going to now knock, and it's going to be open to us, and we'll be able to enter into the fullness of it. So all these three steps don't take place in the prayer closet. A lot of times people think, oh, well, I'm going to ask, I'm going to seek, and I'm going to find all in prayer. No, there's a doing part. We just were in James chapter 1, do not be a hearer only, but be a doer of the word. And then in James, it also translates again in another place to be a doer of the work. So the word brings forth the work of what we are to seek. And then when we arrive at the place, we knock, it'll be open to us.
So it's a continuous thing. Mm-hmm. If I keep on asking, I will receive it. Mm-hmm. So let's look back at meditation. Meditation is continuous, going over and over and over that word until the revelation come and allow you to do it. So what am I asking God for when I go in prayer? I'm asking God for the things that I see in his word. My prayer has to match up to the will of God. The will of God is the word of God. The will of God is the word of God. And so I have to pray the will of God. Not my will, but his will. But a way in which I can only can pray it is when I see it. Mm-hmm. I have to what? See it. Mm-hmm. I have to see it. And how I see it? Through meditation. By meditating on the Word of God, then I discover through revelation, this is the will of God for me.
As Jesus continues in Matthew chapter 7, going into verse 8, he says, "For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets." So he's given the physical example. He's saying, look, if your child asks you for something, you're not going to give him the opposite. You're not going to give him something that he didn't ask for. You're going to give him what he asked for. And you're going to give it to them with joy because you know that there is a purpose and a fulfillment. Psalm chapter 84, verse 11 tells us, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly." So when we are asking according to his word, he will not withhold anything that we need to be able to bring forth for a performance of his word to take place. He's not going to withhold that. God is not punishing us. A lot of times we don't have stuff because we've asked, but we have neglected the seeking part. We have neglected the doing part, and we haven't gotten into position to knock for the door to be open to us.
Amen. So everyone that acts will receive. And the reason why we receive, we are asking for the things that God has. We had already discovered that this is the will of God for my life because I find it in the Word. And I find it in the Word through revelation, and now I'm asking with assurance.
And we keep on asking until we get the understanding to be able to do it.
Yes.
But there gets to a point where we've asked and we know what to do, and then we have to do it. If we keep asking, we're either going to get silence or the same answer again. Yeah. And it comes down to it's
Thank
time
you for
to
joining
do it.
Us Make your for day our count. Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your
are
day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.